dictation for Corey Howell, CoreyHowell. The patient is here for follow-up visit. Date of service is 1/8/2025. Date of birth is 5/21/1977. Date of accident is 1/6/2024. Mr. Corey Howell is here for follow-up evaluation. He has been injured as a pedestrian, very severed his cervical spine, and caused him severe pain and damage at that time with the right arm weakness and a lot of radiculopathy that was operated at the time of accident at BMC Hospital. With this cervical fusion from C2 to C7. Patient also suffered from a fracture of the left radius and fracture of the fourth metacarpal that has almost healed up now with the intervention at the hospital. He also has been reporting ongoing pain in the neck, mid-back and lower back ever since. He has a problem with sleeping. History of headaches are reported as well, and the patient is undergoing conservative treatment for all other issues. He has been seeing various specialists. For example, he has been seeing a neurologist and a psychiatrist, neuropsych, and he's doing counseling. He's also finished chiropractic and physical therapy, which has been ongoing also off and on. He was a patient of Dr. Toh, T-O-E, who is a neurosurgeon at DMC Hospital. And the patient developed a lesion on the cervical spine where the operation was done, resulting in weakness of the right arm. He had recently had an EMG, which was found positive for a carpal tunnel syndrome on the right side. He also suffered from fracture of the ribs, three ribs on the right side, fracture of the transverse process of the LS spine, Coley's fracture, second metacarpal fracture of the left side, and he has been using all the braces, and so far so good. He has been doing conservative treatment. At this time, he has done three epidural injections to the lumbar spine. No plans to do any cervical epidural due to the obvious adhesions and fibrosis, but he has to do facet joint injection and SI joint injection if the pain are continuing in the lower back and a right medial nerve blockage. Further, the patient reports that his pains are between 9 and 10 and they have not got better. He also has been going to a DAT scan, DAT, T like Tom, at Sinai Grace Hospital 1 month ago for a possible Parkinsonism that was diagnosed by his neurologist. He's going to Inside Hospital for psychiatric care, orthopedic care, as well as neurologist and neuropsych. The patient does report 90% improvement with the medications and treatments. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system reviews and for the additional history, substance abuse, as well as the compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 124 over 95, pulse is 70, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam do remain the same from previous visit, that is dated. The diagnoses are the same. Plan is to continue the medications, which is Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for radiculopathy and headaches. Xanax is provided, 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety and panic. The patient reports that he still has plenty of other medications. His MAPS and LABS have been reviewed, and current labs have been ordered. The patient is found to be in compliance. He's been provided with Percocet, 7.5 milligram 325 once a day for 15 days, temporarily for pain relief. He'll be scheduled for epidural injection and facet joint injection and SI joint injection, as well as the carpotunnel injection. ASAP. Thank you. Also, Corey Owl has been ordered to have a physical therapy 2 times a week, and he remains disabled for work and housework replacement, transportation, and case management that have been checked for him. Thank you.